I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Starting out with a Georgia man. He was fired from his job after he pocket dialed his boss while ranting about him. Just kind of, you know, talking crap about somebody. I think we've all been there before. Well, this dude butt-dialed his boss, and the man was complaining to his wife for about 12 minutes on this voicemail, which has now led to a lawsuit being filed against his former employee, claiming his boss broke the law by eavesdropping on the conversation instead of hanging up on that.
That is my biggest fear.
Have you done that before?
No, I haven't done that, but I've had friends do that to me where they were talking trash about me and they accidentally sent it in a voice memo over text. Anytime I'm talking bad about anyone, doesn't matter who it is, doesn't matter where I'm at, I am constantly checking my phone because I'm so paranoid of that happening.
I do that too, and I'll just be honest. Like, I bitch about everything, and I know people do too, but like when I go to my therapist, that's fine. But I'll talk about everybody on the show because this work makes up my life. So like, oh, well, Live the Web Girl or Alex or M. White, whatever
right.
It is. It's something dumb. It's nothing ever anything serious. It's just things I want to bitch and get off my chest. And I'm always checking my phone to make sure, like, somehow it didn't calling Live the Web Girl. I'm like,
right.
Oh, crap.
And so I always, like, check around. I'm like, I hope there's not cameras, even though, like, they would have no access of even getting a hold of cameras if there were. I just freak out.
Yeah, well, this guy probably had the same problem that we did. But what happened is they actually heard the full 12-minute conversation, and his boss fired him. So and here's the thing, though. Georgia law prevents anyone from using a recording device to eavesdrop on a private conversation. So, like, I can't record, have a secret recording device in this room.
Right.
Like, you can get in trouble for that. But since the incident started because of a pocket dial, it's not known if the guy's boss did anything wrong by listening into the conversation. Because I think we've all done that. If you've gotten that voicemail.
Oh, well, I'm listening to everything.
But you never really hear it. I've heard a few things, but it's just like, it's in their, literally in their butt, like their back pocket. I heard nothing. It's like,
right.
Like Charlie Brown teacher stuff. So, yeah, good luck with that guy. This, I kind of understand what happened in Louisiana, but I don't think he did the right thing. A roofer in Louisiana was arrested after he repossessed a woman's roof because he hadn't been paid yet. Now, the homeowner said the man agreed to replace her roof this past June, and he'd wait for payment until her insurance check cleared, because I guess it was going to be taken care of through the house.
Right.
However, he started asking for his money before she had the money. She agreed to pay for part of the job, even though most of the check hadn't come in yet, but the guy demanded the full amount of money. When she couldn't pay it all, the guy grabbed his ladder, the guy grabbed his hammer, and he started ripping the roof right off that he just put up there.
That is the most savage move I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah, he's been charged with criminal damage to a property and criminal trespass. And your final story today here on the Joe and Alex Show for your dummy of the day. Well, let's see here. We're going to go to Texas. The Texas mom has apologized to her son's elementary school after learning that he went to class dressed in an X-rated novelty t-shirt, which he mistook for a McDonald's slogan and logo. I'm loving it. Shelly's son Anthony got the t-shirt out of a bag of hand-me-downs that the family received from a friend. He picked out the t-shirt and wore it to school without his mom really seeing it, which happens. I used to do it all the time. Everybody's running around going crazy. And, well, he ended up picking out the McDonald's shirt, which wasn't exactly what we thought it would be. It was actually, it had the image and it said, I'm loving it, so it looked like kind of McDonald's thing, but it actually was a woman's leg in yellow, like spread wide open.
Oh my gosh.
And it said, I'm loving it. It would have been more obvious if it said, like, filet of fish or something like that. But here's kind of what the kids had to say about it. His mom took a little video and put it on Facebook.
Me and mom, two baskets with boy clothes, and this was one of the shirts in it. I thought it was, like, McDonald's.
Did the teachers stop you or anything?
No. They thought it was McDonald's, too.
Yeah, like, nobody said anything. He didn't get in trouble at school.
That's wild.
Yeah, the mom, once again, kind of repeated what she said. She apologized to the school, even though he didn't get in trouble. She said, just to clarify, I would never let my child wear something like this at home or at school. A friend had given me some hand-me-down clothing for Anthony, and I hadn't had the chance to completely go through them. I will tonight, though.
That's so funny. I love that.
I remember went, like, on an 8th grade trip with like our school. We went to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I bought a fake Rolex for $25. I don't know. I was just dumb. I was a dumb kid. I thought it was so cool. But we bought this shirt and it said, you
know
what it was.
I know what it's going to say.
I want to know what you think it says. Go ahead.
Female body inspector.
That's
FBI.
A good one. They sell
That's
all
like
those.
That's like a classic. Yep.
Close. No, this one said it was like the White House and it had like a bunch of like pot on it. It's like, keep off the grass. Like, you can't go on the White House lawn. So I bought that piece of crap for like $20, and my mom's like threw that away immediately.